The Angels and the Mariners at Safeco Field on Tuesday. The M's built an early 2-0 lead, but in the fourth, the Halos on the comeback trail.
And that's pulled toward left field and headed toward the corner, and that is a fair ball over the wall. Ground rule double for Cameron Maven as the Angels get one of those runs back, 2-1 Seattle.
So he's behind 3-1 here on Cole Calhoun. Next pitch, that one's hit well down the right field side. That ball has a chance to go out of here. The Angels have done it again against Edwin Diaz.
2-1. Heredia hits one out to deep left field. Maven's back, and that is caught.
He was just playing the drama.
Norris ready. 3-1 pitch, ground ball through the left side. Dyson will score, we're tied at 4.
Crowd is the base runner.
And Albert shoots one to right field. Gamble moving over, dives and he can't get it. It'll go to the wall. Trout racing to third. Gamble up and firing. Trout being waved in. He's going to score. And the Angels lead it 5-4.
The Angels take it 6-4 in 11. Albert Pujols passes Ted Williams for sole possession of 14th place on the all-time RBI list with 1,840. Cameron Maben, a big reason why the Angels were victorious on Tuesday, with a home run robin catch in the eighth to preserve a 4-3 lead at the time. He discussed how the Halos were able to execute in the late innings.
You know, we've been talking about it since spring training. You know, continue to fight every pitch, every out throughout the game, no matter how long they can be. And we continue to just stay together, continue to pull for each other, no matter, how up or down it may be going. And everybody keeps pitching in. And right now, our pitching is doing a wonderful job of keeping us in the ball game and timely hitting, timely run scoring. And what a great win tonight, man.
And timely catches, too, two by you, by the way. And talk about the one by Heredia in that eighth inning. And, of course, your little playful action there at the end.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was going to have to scale a wall a little bit, and then it started to kind of come back to my glove side. So, again, luckily I got those long arms, those go-go gadget arms, man, and I was able to make a huge play right there. And then you just try to dig them a little bit, kind of sell it a little bit. And it's exciting, man. This outfield, we've got a lot of talent. We got a lot of guys who make great plays, it seems like, night in and night out, and I just want to be a part of that. I'm excited to be.
Seven different pitchers combined to pin down the Mariners' offense on Tuesday, holding Seattle to just 4 runs through 11 innings. Here is Angels skipper Mike Socha on the efforts of starter Matt Shoemaker and the half-dozen relievers who followed him.
What's really important about what's happening with our club right now is we're pitching well, and that has to continue. So bullpen did a great job again tonight. And we know, you know, Bud had that little hiccup. Outside of that, these guys have been pitching a lot, did a great job, and gives you a chance to come back and get a lead.
Shoemaker.
Some parts were good with Shoe, and some parts he really labored trying to get the ball into good spots. You know, the walks obviously were high for him, and it's uncharacteristic for when he's throwing the ball well. He's not walking people. A lot of traffic out there. He made some pitches when he had to, but got a little bit tired in the sixth.
But that catch Maven made.
Yeah.
Did you think that was going out?
Ball did something funny coming down. Ball looked like it peeled back a little bit from, going towards left center field again. But he's athletic, and he made a great play.
What did you think of Albert's dunk right there?
He was safe. He's done it before.
I know. I mean, we asked about things that players have done before. It proved to be pretty key. I mean, insurance.
Yeah, it's real key. I think, one thing is Albert is definitely, his legs feel better. He's moving better this year. You know, his foot's healed up from last couple of years, actually both feet, you know. So he's moving better, and he has that, he's got a great field sense out there, and that's a big base to take, and it's tough with a left-handed hitter. It's not an easy base to steal, and he did a great job and took it.
Ricky Nolasco takes the mound on Wednesday as he battles Hisashi Iwakuma.